The prayer of Daniel the prophet. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you. But to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to the walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your laws, and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges, who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such never has been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept this disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all who are around us. Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplication, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Glory to the Holy Trinity, our God.
The story of the three children from the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 66 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore at that time certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that these men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king, and glory be to the Holy Trinity forever and ever. Amen.
The Prayer of Azariah. Then Azariah stood still in the fire and prayed aloud, Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestors, and worthy of praise and glorious is your name forever. For you are just in all you have done, all your works are true and your ways are right, and all your judgments are true. You have executed true judgments in all you have brought up upon us and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our ancestors. By true judgment you have brought all this upon us because of our sins. For we have sinned and broken your law in turning away from you. In all matters we have sinned grievously. We have not obeyed your commandments. We have not kept them or done what you have commanded us for our own good. So all that you have brought upon us and all that you have done to us, you have done by a true judgment. You have handed us over to our enemies, lawless and hateful rebels, and to an unjust king, the most wicked in all the world. And now we cannot open our mouths. We, your servants who worship you, have become a shame and a reproach. For your name's sake, do not give us up forever, and do not annul your covenant. Oh, not withdraw your mercy from us for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, and for the sake of your servant Isaac and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their descendants like the stars of heaven, and like the sand on the shore of the sea. For we, O Lord, have become fewer than any other nation, and are brought low this day in all the world because of our sins. In our day we have no ruler or prophet or leader, no burnt offering or sacrifice or oblation or incense, no place to make an offering before you and to find mercy. Yet with a contrite heart and a humble spirit may we be accepted, as though it were with burnt offerings of rams and bulls, or with tens of thousands of fat lambs. Such may our sacrifice be in your sight today, and may we unreservedly follow you, for no shame will come to those who trust in you. And now with all our heart we follow you, we fear you and seek your presence. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in your patience and in your abundant mercy. Deliver us in accordance with your marvelous works, and bring glory to your name, O Lord. Let all who do harm to your servants be put to shame, let them be disgraced and deprived of all power, and let their strength be broken. Let them know that you alone are the Lord God, glorious over the whole world. Now the king's servants who threw them in kept stoking the furnace with naphtha, pitch, tow, and brushwood. And the flames poured out above the furnace 49 cubits and spread out and burned those Chaldeans who were caught near the furnace. But the angel of the Lord came down into the furnace to be with Azariah and his companions and drove the fiery flame out of the furnace and made the inside of the furnace as though a moist wind were whistling through it. The fire did not touch them at all and caused them no pain or distress. Then the three with one voice praised and glorified and blessed God in the furnace.
Blessed is your holy name and your glory, and exceeding to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who behold the depths and sits upon the cherubim, and exceedingly to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, and exceedingly to be praised and exalted above all forever.
بارك الرب يا جميع الأرواح سبحوه وزيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوه زيدوه علوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيتها النار والحرارة سبحوه وزيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوه زيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
بارك الرب أيها الجنيد والحر سبحوه وزيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوه زيدوه إلى الأبد رحمته والمسبح والممجد والمتعالي على الكرسي وإلى الأبد رحمته
Praise the Lord, O you works of the Lord, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O heaven, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you angels of the Lord, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever.
بارك الرب جميع المياه جميع ما يتحرك فيها سبحوه وزيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوه زيدوه علوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيها النور والظلمة سبحوه وزيدوه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوه زيدوه علوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيها البرد والسقيع سبحوه وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوه مجدوا لضلوا إلى الأبد
بارك الرب أيها الجليل والسل سبحاه وزداه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجده ذي ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيتها البروق والصحف سبحيه وزديه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجده ذي ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيتها الأرض كلها سبحيه وزدي علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجده ذي ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
Bless the Lord, who in clouds and winds praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you spirits, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O fire and heat, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever.
بارك الرب أيتها الجبال وكل الأكام سبحيه وزيديه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجدوا في ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب يا جميع ما ينبت على وجه الأرض سبحيه وزيديه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجدوا في ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيتها النبي سبحيه وزيديه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجدوا في ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمته
بارك الرب أيتها الحيتان وجميع ما يتحرك في المياه
سبحوا مجدوا ذي ضلوا إلى الأبد رحمتكم
بارك الرب يا جميع طيور السماء سبحيه وزيديه علوا إلى الأبد
سبحوا مجدوا ذي ضلوا إلى الأبد
Bless the Lord, O you wild beasts and cattle, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you sons of men, worship the Lord, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O Israel, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever.
Bless the Lord, O Israel, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever.
ملك الرب يا جميع كهنة الرب سبحوه وزدوه علوا إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوا زدوا علوا إلى الأبد رحمتكم.
باركوا الرب يا جميع عبيد الرب سبحوه وزدوه إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوا زدوا علوا إلى الأبد رحمتكم.
باركوا الرب يا أرواح وأنفس الصديقين سبحوه وزدوه علوا إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوا زدوا علوا إلى الأبد
بارك الرب أيها القديسون والمتواضع القلوب سبحوه وزدوه علوا إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوه زدوا علوا إلى الأبد رحمته.
بارك الرب يا حنينيا وعزريا وميشائيل سبحوه وزدوه علوا إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوه زدوا علوا إلى الأبد رحمته.
بارك الرب يا عبيد الرب إله أبائنا سبحوه وزدوه علوا إلى الأبد.
سبحوه مجدوه زدوا علوا إلى الأبد رحمته. هو المسبح والممجد والمتعالي على الأدهار وإلى الأبد رحمته. Glory is the God of our Father, Jesus. Lord of clouds and winds, together with the souls and the spirits, for you pulled and fire and exceeded and exalted above all.
Ah, 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 ah Thank you. continuation of the story of the three saintly children from the book of Daniel. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up quickly. He said to his counselors, "Was it not three men that we threw bound into the fire?" They answered the king, "True, O king." He replied, "But I see four men unbound walking in the middle of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the fourth has the appearance of a god." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the door of this furnace of blazing fire and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. Come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed. Their tunics were not harmed, and not even the smell of fire came from them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language that utters blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their houses laid in ruins. For there is no other god who is able to deliver in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
تسبحت العذراء مريم قالت مريم تعظم نفس الرب وتبتهج روحي بالله مخلصي لأنه نظر إلى تضع أمته فهو زي منذ جميع الأجيال تطوبني لأن القدير صنع بي عظائم واسمه قدوس ورحمته إلى جيل الأجيال الذين يتقونه صنع قوة بذراعه شتت المستكبرين بفكر قلوبهم أنزل الأعزاء عن الكراسي ورفع المتواضعين أشبع الجياع من الخيرات وصرف الأغنياء فارغين عبد إسرائيل فتاة ليذكر رحمة كما كلم أبانا إبراهيم ونسله للأبد وسبح الله دائما آمين.
The prayer of Zechariah the priest. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised for our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, now, forever and ever.
صلاة سمعان الكاهن. الآن يا سيد تطلق عبدك بالسلام حسب قولك لأن عيني أبصرت خلاصك الذي أعددته قدام وجه جميع الشعوب نورا أعلنا للأمم ومجدا لشعبك إسرائيل والسبح لله دائما أبديا أمين.
The story of Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah. There was a man living in Babylon whose name was Joachim. He married the daughter of Hilkiah named Susanna, a very beautiful woman and one who feared the Lord. Her parents were righteous and had trained their daughter according to the law of Moses. Joachim was very rich and had a fine garden joining his house. The Jews used to come to him because he was the most honored of them all. That year, two elders from the people were appointed as judges. Concerning them, the Lord had said, "Wickedness came forth from Babylon, from elders who were judges, who were supposed to govern the people." These men were frequently at Joachim's house, and all who had a case to be tried came to them there. When the people left at noon, Susanna would go into her husband's garden to walk. Every day the two elders used to see her going in and walking about, and they began to lust for her. They suppressed their consciences and turned away their eyes from looking to heaven or remembering their duty to administer justice. Both were overwhelmed with passion for her, but they did not tell each other of their distress, for they were ashamed to disclose their lustful desire to seduce her. Day after day they watched eagerly to see her. One day they said to each other, "Let us go home, for it is time for lunch." So they both left and parted from each other. But turning back, they met again, and when each pressed the other for the reason, they confessed their lust. Then together they arranged for a time when they could find her alone. Once, while they were watching for an opportune day, she went in as before with only two maids and wished to bathe in the garden, for it was a hot day. No one was there except the two elders who had hidden themselves and were watching her. She said to her maids, "Bring me olive oil and ointments and shut the garden doors so that I can bathe." They did as she told them. They shut the doors of the garden and went out by side doors to bring what they had been commanded, and they did not see the elders because they were hiding. When the maids had gone out, the two elders got up and ran to her. They said, "Look, the garden doors are shut and no one can see us. We are burning with desire for you, so give your consent and lie with us. If you refuse, we will testify against you that a young man was with you, and this was why you sent your maids away." Susanna groaned and said, "I am completely trapped, for if I do this, it will mean death for me. If I do not, I cannot escape your hands. I choose not to do it. I will fall into your hands rather than sin in the sight of the Lord." Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice, and the two elders shouted against her, and one of them ran and opened the garden doors. When the people in the house heard the shouting in the garden, they rushed in at the side door to see what had happened to her. And when the elders told their story, the servants felt very much ashamed, for nothing like this had ever been said about Susanna. The next day, when the people gathered at the house of her husband Joachim, the two elders came, full of their wicked plot, to have Susanna put to death. In the presence of the people, they said, "Send for Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, the wife of Joachim." So they sent for her, and she came with her parents, her children, and all her relatives. Now Susanna was a woman of great refinement and beautiful in appearance. As she was veiled, the scoundrels ordered for her to be unveiled so that they might feast their eyes on her beauty. Those who were with her and all who saw her were weeping. Then the two elders stood up before the people and laid their hands on her head. Through her tears she looked up towards heaven, and her heart trusted in the Lord. The elders said, "While we were walking in the garden alone, this woman came in with the two maids and shut the garden doors and dismissed the maids. Then a young man who was hiding there came to her and lay with her. We were in a corner of the garden, and when we saw this wickedness, we ran to them. Although we saw them embracing, we could not hold the man because he was stronger than we, and he opened the doors and got away. We did, however, seize this woman and asked who the young man was, but she would not tell us. These things we testify." Because they were elders of the people and judges, the assembly believed them and condemned her to death. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, "O eternal God, you know what is secret, and you are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that these men have given false evidence against me, and now I am to die, though I have done none of the wicked things that they have charged against me." The Lord heard her cry. Just as she was being led off to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young lad named Daniel. And he shouted with a loud voice, "I want no part in the shedding of this woman's blood. All the people turned to him and asked, "What is this you are saying?" Taking his stand among them, he said, "Are you such fools, O Israelites, as to condemn a daughter of Israel without examination and without learning the facts? Return to court, for these men have given false evidence against her." So all the people hurried back, and the rest of the elders said to him, "Come, sit among us and inform us, for God has given you the understanding of an elder." Daniel said to them, "Separate them from each other, and I will examine them." When they were separated from each other, he summoned one of them and said to him, "You old relic of wicked days, your sins have now come home, which you have committed in the past, pronouncing unjust judgments, condemning the innocent and acquitting the guilty. Though the Lord said, 'You shall not put an innocent and righteous person to death.' Now then, if you really saw this woman, tell me this, under what tree did you see them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under a mastic tree." And Daniel said, "Very well, this lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God has received the sentence from God and will immediately cut you in two." Then putting him to one side, he ordered them to bring the other. And he said to him, "You offspring of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty has beguiled you and lust has perverted your heart. This is how you have been treating the daughters of Israel and when they were intimate with you through fear. But a daughter of Judah would not tolerate your wickedness. Now then tell me, under what tree did you catch them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under an evergreen oak." Daniel said to him, "Very well, this lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God is waiting with his sword to split you in two, so as to destroy you both." Then the whole assembly raised great shout and blessed God who saves those who hope in him. And they took action against the two elders because of their own mouths Daniel had because out of their own mouths Daniel had convicted them of bearing false witness. They did to them as they had wickedly planned to do to their neighbor, acting in accordance with the law of Moses. They put them to death. Thus innocent blood was spared that day. Hilkiah and his wife praised God for their daughter Susanna, and so did her husband Joachim and all her relatives, because she was found innocent of a shameful deed. And from that day onward, Daniel had a great reputation among the people, and glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.